This podcast contains explicit material. Listener discretion is advised. Hi, and welcome to The Joy of Text, a podcast about Judaism and sexuality. In this mini episode, we'll be discussing a text provided by Rabbi Linzer. Rabbi Linzer, what text do you have for us today?
So we're going to look at a passage from the Torah from the end of Parshat Bereishit, which actually ties into some things that have been discussed recently, more broadly. And this is the story of how the world turns to pot after God created this good world. And then eventually everybody is doing evil and God says that God is going to destroy the world. And the event that immediately precedes it that demonstrates how bad everything is the following. It says, "Vayhi ki hechel hadam larov al pnei hadama, uvanot yuladu lehem," when people became many and they had many daughters. "Vayir'u bnei halohim et benot hadam ki tovot heina, vayichu lehem nashim mikol asher bacharu." And the sons of God, or the sons of the powerful, saw the daughters of man because they were so beautiful, and they took wives from whomever they wished. And then the immediately next verse is, "Vayomer Hashem lo yadun ruchi ba'adam le'olam b'shagam hu basar." I cannot tolerate human beings forever. I'm going to bring a flood, and so on. And obviously, this idea of the sons of God has some mythical echoes, and some, even the Malbim, say that this is really referring to a type of a myth. But others, Rashi, for example, says that it means sons of powerful people. I'll read you the Rashi. Rashi says that they saw that they were beautiful. So he says, "Kishahayuma tivinota mikoshetet likanes l'chupa," when they would be made beautiful, they were getting ready to enter into the chuppah. He says, "Haya gadol nichnas u'bola tchila." So the powerful people would seize the bride and steal her away from her husband and have sex with her first. And the reason I bring this text up is because there's been a lot of, I think, very healthy conversation recently, and a lot of people coming forward and talking about issues of rape culture and men who feel, particularly sometimes powerful men, who feel that they have the right to go ahead and to just take women in different ways. And actually, you know, the verse could be read in a softer way. It doesn't say that they had sex with women. It says they took wives from whomever they wanted. Maybe they had the ability to attract, you know, wealthy, powerful men can attract trophy wives. So it could be read like that in a different way, but it's also very much read by the rabbis as about forcing yourself on women. So I'm interested in your thoughts.
So before we get into this is kind of interesting because it's coming up with political stance here. But I have to say something else, which is that section of the Parsha, I don't know about the rest of you guys, but they skipped it in my day school. Okay. So it was the end of Parsha Bereishit. And I remember as seeing it as an adult for the first time, I was like, what the heck? Like, I didn't even know it was there. And if you read the plain meaning of it, it's these angels or these godlike flying things swoop down and take these earthlings as their wives. It's so crazy. It's fascinating. It sounds like something out of Star Wars or something. Anyway, I needed to make that comment because you then went on to read this as if it was like a regular passage. And I would guess that half our listeners don't even know this passage. So I would tell you to go back and look for it because where is it found?
It is the sixth chapter of Bereishit.
So go look for it. Okay. I just needed to say that before we moved on. And now going to the more mundane issue of powerful people abusing their power when it comes to sex. I think that's a really interesting way to look at it, much less charming than my Star Wars vision,
right.
But
I think your reading is probably more pshat, but this other reading is a very common one, particularly rabbinically, and they're really critiquing it. And, you know, there's a number of stories in the book of Bereishit which are about this. Avraham and Sarah go to Egypt, and he's immediately concerned that she's going to be taken by Pharaoh. And it happens again with his son, and it happens with Avimelech. And Shechem sees Dinah, and he desires her, and he seizes her, and he takes her. So the idea of powerful men taking beautiful women, women that they desire, it's
common theme. That has run through generations and generations.
Exactly.
And I think we're saying it's just the reality of the world that we live in that hopefully over time we try to eradicate, but it's just a reality and something that we need to keep an eye on.
Right. But I guess what I have been deeply disturbed about, and now we're a little bit digressing from the verses, but in the contemporary conversation, is how enormously pervasive it is. You know, women are coming forward with these stories, and I'm shocked that we're still there and how enormously pervasive this problem still remains. And again, one read of these verses is that that's what led to the flood, that problem, which could be read more broadly as the sense of entitlement and you just have the power and you take what you want, but specifically in this type of a context.
Saying that kind of an attitude leads to the destruction of the world in one way or the other.
Right.
You don't have to read it that literally.
Yeah.
I think that also we've covered another source that talked about consensuality even within the context of marriage. And I think this touches on that as well. And I'm very empowered. And I love when we have sources, especially from the Torah, that talk about consent, even in relationship to a marriage, that it's not that these men were just taking women and raping them, that they were making them their wives. And there's also something non-consensual about the relationship, even within that framework. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the conversations about rape and consensuality, they're very difficult conversations. And sometimes it feels crazy that we're still having them. But all the more so within the context of a marriage, I don't think we do enough talking about consensuality within a marriage. And I love when we see in our text that it's such a Jewish value that consensuality exists also within a marriage, and that there could be something deeply problematic about a marriage in which sex isn't a balanced act. It's not a mutually consensual act. And so I love when we have these sources that just show how deeply ingrained in our religion consensuality and love and is.
Right. The final comment I'll make is that actually I translated Nashim as wives, but I think I first translated it as women. And it's always a fascinating question. Maybe that could be my final word one of these days, about whether Nashim means wives or women. We have a whole segment of the Talmud, a Seder, an order called Nashim. And we normally translate that as women, but some say that that really means wives, which raises interesting questions about how a woman is looked at. So the verse actually can be read as they took whichever women they wanted, or they took wives from whomever they wanted, and raises these two types of interpretations.
Thank you.
Great. Okay, great.
If you have any questions for the show, you could submit them anonymously at www.thejoyoftext.org. The Joy of Text is produced by Jewish Public Media, which is supported in part by a grant from Next and Atan. This episode was recorded by Mike Hurst and edited by Michal Richardson. You can listen to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or with any podcast app. My name is Rami Smith, and thank you so much for listening.